October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and this week, the Peace and Home Shelter in Northwest Arkansas will mark the occasion with a pair of events designed to help raise money and awareness for the shelter. According to the folks at Peace at Home, last year nearly 70 women and more than 100 children experienced a total of more than 6,800 safe nights of shelter through Peace at Home's efforts. The Peace at Home shelter has been open for 33 years and last year logged more than 500 crisis calls dealing with domestic violence. Friday night, a salsa dance party at Powerhouse Seafood in Fayetteville will begin the weekend. Saturday, from 11 until 3, the 7th Annual Family Fiesta takes place at the Springdale Civic Center. This month, Aurora Vicaria, Program Director at Peace and Home Shelter, and Teresa Mills, Deputy Director at the shelter, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio to talk a bit about the events this weekend and about the Peace at Home Shelter. Teresa Mills says the idea behind the shelter is to give women escaping violent situations as much of a home as possible.
When you're leaving a violent situation, you may or may not have an opportunity to grab anything. And so, thanks to our donor community, we are able to provide everything from shampoo and conditioner to blankets to first month's rent so that they could establish their own apartment or their own residence.
And they often, and people who come often come with children.
Absolutely. Right now in shelter, we actually have 20 little ones running around. And so if you can imagine 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, having 20 kids in shelter, but certainly kids are a reality. And domestic violence impacts kids just as much, if not more, than their mothers.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And you're starting off with the first days of ways to let people know about that and as well about know about Peace at Home, correct?
Yes. Yes, and always in October months, we have some kind of events in the community to make invite the community to support our mission. And this year, we are having our 7th annual event, which is Fiesta 2010, will be in the Civic Center at October the 2nd. But prior to that, we have Salsa Night, which will be very fun. It's open to the public. They can buy the ticket for very low price, and we'll be in the Powerhouse in Fayetteville.
What happens at that first night with the salsa?
So Salsa Night really is designed just to be fun. We really wanted to celebrate the diversity within our community and really recognizing that diversity is prevalent within our domestic violence community as well. And so we thought, what better way than to have a fun night? And so Salsa Night came of age. And so, but don't panic. We're actually going to have salsa lessons at 8 o'clock and at 10 o'clock that night. The event is from 8 until midnight, and so if you have never salsa before, it's okay. You can be with me taking salsa lessons for the very first time.
Then second is Fiesta.
So our actual Fiesta event is designed as a family event, and it's from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock at the Springdale Civic Center, and it really is a celebration of all of our partners that help us work to provide women violence-free opportunities. So really all the partners come together and we showcase the services that are available in Northwest Arkansas to help women and children leave domestic violence situations. So we'll have nonprofits there. We also have some really great entertainment lined up. We're going to have a DJ there and a fashion show actually from our thrift store. We're actually going to deck out women as models from our thrift store. And then we're going to have some really great food. Acambaro Restaurant is providing food for us that day, and it'll be a really great fun event.
How else can people help Peace at Home or become involved?
You can certainly volunteer for Peace at Home Family Shelter, and there's lots of different types of volunteer opportunities depending on what you're interested in. We have a thrift store on Sycamore in Fayetteville, and we always need groups to come and help us process donations, pick up donations, and it's a great team building opportunity for your club or civic group or your work group. You can also, if you're really interested in providing some level of direct client service, we do have opportunities from everything from helping with a support group to a creative writing class. And we could talk more specifically about those. You can certainly call Peace at Home at 444-8310. And we can kind of fill you in on the requirements for providing volunteer opportunities with clients. Certainly, donations are really important, especially as women are leaving shelter and establishing their own apartments. Furniture, bedding in particular, is always a really critical need. Those basic household necessities, the trash bags and laundry detergent and all those things that we use every day are really important for women and sometimes make the difference in whether or not they can make it or not.
Is there anything that can be donated that helps the state, the shelter better, especially if you come with young people?
All of those things, again, really. We're talking about people living there, and so oftentimes they may or may not have anything with them. And so providing basic toiletries, pajamas, activities for the kids. You know, there's always an opportunity for coloring books or little board games or things to really engage the kids while they're at shelter is really important and helpful.
Mm-hmm. And I want to mention that when they leave the shelter too, they move into her own apartment with almost nothing. You know, we, through the thrift store, provide the furniture that we have in the store in the moment that they are leaving, but they will need everything.
Aurora Vicaria is the program director at Peace at Home Shelter, and Teresa Mills is the deputy director of the shelter. The shelter will host a salsa dance party Friday night at Powerhouse Seafood in Fayetteville from 8 until midnight, and the 7th Annual Family Fiesta Saturday from 11 until 3 at the Springdale Civic Center. The Family Fiesta event is free. For more information about the shelter, peaceathomeshelter.org. And October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This is Ozarks at Large.